Hi, and welcome back to the final session in the phase two of the Point of No Return program. It's been really exciting seeing so many of the changes of so many people in the program. And if you think about it, you've really been through two courses. You've been through the first course. You've now been through the second course. And what you'll find is that you're in a really interesting point. And what we want to talk about is really taking an active inventory of where you are. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by taking active versus something that's passive, which so many of us do so much of this time now, is to kind of catch ourselves in the new changes that we've made. Now, you kind of say you're in a new habit during your day, and you go, I remember when I used to do something so different. I remember for me when this was happening so much of the time, my husband has so many allergies. And it really, in a sense, does keep me on track because we do make so many vegetable dishes that taste so good because we have to. When you can't eat wheat and you can't eat dairy and you can't eat corn and you can't eat eggs, it definitely makes cooking a challenge. So, of course, when he's traveling, I know that obviously eating a high vegetable meal is the way to go. But most of the time when he had been traveling in the past, I'd say, oh, here's my chance to really just make whatever I want. And I remember so well just recently when he went traveling and I was sitting and I was stirring this cabbage bean dish that I always make. And I said, I can't believe this. Usually when he goes away the first couple days, I'm absolutely off track because I feel like, oh, I have such freedom. And what I realized was catching myself now feeling like, wow, this is really my new, what you would call freedom, because I knew how good the cabbage dish that I happened to be making would make me feel afterwards. And so that's something that in a passive way. You sort of catch yourself and you say, wow, I used to do something so different. And what we're talking about in this call, which is so important, is taking an active inventory, really taking an active approach, sitting down and saying, I have made so many good changes. I've developed so many new habits. I really am in a different place than I've ever been prior to right now.
You know, the thing that's interesting about that is most people, most of us are so good at taking an inventory of our shortcomings. You know, we could just tick off a really quick list and a thorough list and an easy list of where we come up short, but we don't do what you're talking about, Jackie, of taking that inventory of all the things you've learned. And at this point, we really want you to take that active inventory of all the things you've learned and all the things you're doing right. There's an interesting metaphor to talk about this that a lot of people, maybe a lot of women in particular, find themselves initially uncomfortable with it, but I think it's a really useful and powerful metaphor for all of us to start to consider, and it's being a warrior. You know, every culture in history has had a warrior class, and usually it's associated with being a soldier or and being in war, and it's really in stories. If you think about so many of the great films and movies and plays and stories, they involve often a warrior, whether it's Luke Skywalker or Neo in The Matrix or The Lord of the Rings. There's all these great contemporary movies that talk about, that feature these warrior characters. But the thing that most of us overlook is that warrior metaphor is really something that's present and real in each of our lives. You know, again, we all have the sense of that it's just a warrior is a soldier or a mercenary. And sometimes people have a negative perception of what it means to be a warrior. But the truth is, if you really look historically at what a warrior is in stories and in cultures, it's about honor. And it's about doing the right thing. The warrior historically stands for justice, you know, and doing things the right way, doing the right thing with a sense of character and dignity, protecting the weak and standing up for what's right and what's just. So the thing is that each of us have this inner warrior, and it's that part of us that stands up and doesn't take no for an answer, that doesn't give up, that doesn't quit, that fights for what we want for ourselves or for our families. You know, a lot of times we do see it in our culture with our association with warriors is maybe men defending the tribe or the family or women defending her children. But again, at a very personal level, it's really more about having the courage to go after what you want and to really push forward even in spite of obstacles or in spite of challenges. So the thing that I really want you to consider and really think about here is that you are a warrior. You already are. It's a part of your psychological makeup. And I want you to really think about that and start to own that, because you would not have made it this far in the program if you weren't in touch with that warrior aspect of yourself. You know, the warrior is that part of us that even if we get knocked down, you get back up again and you keep moving forward. So regardless of how it shows up in your life, maybe it's because it is around your weight, or maybe it's around your relationships or your career, or having a sense of confidence in terms of how you move through the world, there's something that you want and that you've been working towards. And your warrior, your inner warrior, is that part of you that won't take no for an answer, that doesn't quit even when it's tough.
And I remember being a little uncomfortable with the warrior label, because I did think it meant fight. I did think that it meant argumentative, in a sense, if you were going to relate it to a real world term. And now, after having sat with this and being more comfortable with it, I do identify with what Joshua was saying, that it, and for me personally, it really means strength. It really means understanding. Remember when we were talking a long time ago about looking for things outside of yourself and sort of that magic bullet, and it really, for me, started to mean, wow, I have the strength that I can do this myself. I'm not relying on anybody else. Not that it's not bad. It's always good to seek help and have help around you. But I had the confidence and strength in myself to help myself.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is this warrior part of ourselves shows up in really simple ways. And sometimes people, they have such a big expectation on what that might mean. But you know, when you're at a dinner party and you say no to a dessert, and you feel guilty or embarrassed to stand out, but you say no anyway because it's the right thing, that's the warrior part of yourself. You know, anytime you want to do something but you're afraid of how others are going to respond or what they think, but you do it anyway in spite of the discomfort, that you're in the warrior territory then. And the thing about being a warrior is, you know, people have this idea, if I'm really a warrior, well, then I wouldn't be afraid. And that really couldn't be further from the truth. A warrior is afraid, but the thing is, the warrior doesn't back down in the face of fear. So the thing to really get with this is to keep moving forward, to keep making the choice to move forward. You know, there's so many opportunities we all have to want to get depressed or to give up or to feel hopeless. And that warrior aspect of ourselves is in spite of the temptation to go there, to still make the choice not to stay positive, even when it would be so easy to become depressed or to want to throw in the towel. So to wrap these pieces up, we've also given you a lot of tools over the last 12 weeks in this phase and also in the first phase. And part of that warrior mentality is a resolve to be using those tools. And there's a lot of different things you have now, and this is part of that active inventory that Jackie was talking about. But part of that, the realization, part of the warrior commitment, if you will, is making that commitment to be using those tools. You know, if you don't use them, you can't benefit from them. If you imagine for a second that you had a really stocked kitchen with tons of dishes and pots and pans and silver and fine china and all the appliances you could possibly want wall to wall, and then you're having a dinner party. Well, if you're having a dinner party, would you decide not to use everything you have in the kitchen and all the dining supplies? Like, would you go out and rent new plates and bowls and pans and stemware and silverware, or would you borrow it from a neighbor? The answer is, of course you wouldn't. You'd use them because those are the things that you've already collected, and those are the tools that you've already got in the kitchen. And in many ways, the tools that we've given you in this program are very similar. You know, the breathing and learning how to really come to a place of calm within yourself and start to make the choice around benevolent versus malevolent and realize you can step into the experience you want to be having. Those are the tools, but you have to use them. It's sort of your warrior tool belt, if you will. But the key thing is to remember and to keep holding yourself accountable to utilizing those tools, because they're not going to benefit you if you don't.
And the one tool that I often use is the one of understanding that this situation is not permanent. I start to think of, there was a different time when things were not like this, and I can get through this. You know, it just happened just last week. I had such a stressful week, and I found myself doing some old familiar habits where I said, oh, it's just going to be so much easier to just grab food here. And it was a huge, you know, cheese, sausage thing that would have made me feel so poorly. And instead, you know what's interesting? What I did is I had even turned on one of our own modules, which was the whole thing of stop shoulding on yourself, if you remember that. One thing in terms of tools is that you find things that you know you resonated with, and then you just use them again. Many times I can listen to some of these modules to do it, or I experience a feeling of, this is not permanent, this will pass. What you'll find is when you take that active inventory, the tools that rise to the top are the ones that are you're really comfortable using. But I always remember Joshua saying something a long time ago when we were talking about no as a complete sentence. He said, try it. You know, just say no. It is a complete sentence. You don't have to explain yourself. And what I've found is that when you, he said, it might not be comfortable at first. You might find yourself saying, oh, I don't like this. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't start using it or that you can't start using this as a tool often. And that's the thing with tools, is that you might think, oh, breathing, you know, they're always talking about breathing. And it might be uncomfortable at first. But when you start to use that, you might say, this is a lot more comfortable. This really worked. And so when you go through all of these things and you take this active inventory, see what happened when you're at your mother-in-law's house. And what did you do to calm yourself down? Because I use different things than other people use. And the most important thing is just what Joshua said, that you have these within you. Again, it's that warrior piece. You don't really have to go outside of yourself for that magic bullet anymore. You've mastered so much listening to these calls and doing this work. I will tell you that the work that you've done through these two courses is sometimes harder than any work that you'll ever do when you're working on yourself and you're changing yourself and you're developing a new identity for you. It can be exhausting and it can be more tiring than any other task that you've done at work. Sometimes it can be more tiring than a workout. And what you'll find is that you've really built these muscles. You know, you've worked them every week and you've developed this stamina. And the most important thing is now is to take an active inventory of what you've done to develop this stamina so that you have these at your fingertips and so that you can use them. Because you know things come up. Things still come up for me. So things will always come up. And when you've developed these your tool set and you've really owned it and you know that it's there, it becomes so much easier to deal with life situations.
Yeah, and I think that's such the critical piece to close with is life is still going to come up. There are still challenges. If you have this idea in your mind that a warrior doesn't deal with those challenges or a warrior doesn't have fears or a warrior doesn't have bad days, then ditch that thought because the warrior has nothing to do with outside circumstances. They're going to be tough days. We'll all have those rough days. The question is how we respond inside. Do we start to feel sorry for ourselves? Do we start to feel like a victim? Like, why is this happening to me? Why is my life so hard? Or do we take that sense of 100% impeccable responsibility for ourselves and say, you know what? This may suck, and I may be frustrated with this, and I may even be disappointed with myself for having made that choice, but I'm not going to take it lying down. I'm not just going to go and feel sorry for myself and make another bad choice. It's just that ability to get right back on the horse. If you fall off, to just get right back on, not dwell on the past, and just have this intention in the sense of what do I need to be doing next to move forward in the positive direction I want to be going. And in some ways, becoming really good at letting go of the past. If you make a bad choice, part of that warrior mentality is like flipping a switch in your mind to just let it go. It was a bad choice. It wasn't on track with where I want to be going. Let it go. how do I focus myself and move myself now in a positive direction? And becoming really, really skilled at having and holding that focus and being able to continuously make those kind of good choices and regroup, even if you had a bad moment or you had a bad day or a bad week, it doesn't matter. Reorganizing, focusing, flipping that switch in your mind, letting go of the past, and just moving forward in a positive way, knowing that you can get what you want, and keeping that positive mentality is so critical in terms of getting what you want. Because when you get negative, when you start to feel sorry for yourself or be angry with yourself, it just blocks all the energy flow, all the positive energy flow you have in your life to really make good choices and to get the to remember to pull out that tool set and that tool belt and to utilize it. So with that, we're going to wrap up. Thank you so much for being here with us all these 12 weeks. You are a warrior, and we really celebrate and rejoice in how far you've come and how well you've been doing. So